Prologue. Rachel. I nervously flipped my long hair over my shoulders and smoothed my hands down my shirt a few times as I took deep breaths in and out. My back was to Cash's truck, hiding me from his parents' house while I collected myself, but I was starting to consider taking off running. Why the hell did I buy and wear heels today?
Rach?
He laughed when he came around the truck and caught sight of me.
What are you doing? You look amazing.
I grimaced when I glanced down at my dark, skinny jeans and the electric blue top that I'd gone out to buy today, since I hadn't brought any clothes to Florida that I'd deemed acceptable to wear when meeting his parents. It's not the clothes. He grabbed my chin and tilted my head back until I was looking at him, and waited until I stopped fidgeting.
They're going to love you,
he assured me as he brushed his lips across mine.
You have nothing to worry about.
How can you say that? I got engaged to their son without ever meeting them. They hardly know I exist, Cash. And I got their son shot. I knew it wasn't my fault. My therapy sessions with Dr. Markowitz at the end of last year had helped me realize that. But that didn't mean Cash's and Mason's families would feel the same. Honestly, at the time, I just thought you weren't close with them. It didn't seem weird to me because, well, because I didn't have parents for you to meet either, but now...
Stop. You're overthinking this. They know everything that happened now, and you have no idea how excited my mom was when I called her this morning to tell her you were here. Right now, they're just happy because they know I've been miserable without you. But babe, they're going to love you.
I exhaled roughly and nodded my head. Okay, let's do this.
That's my girl.
He kissed me hard before wrapping his arm around my waist and walking me toward the house.
I mean, honestly, how could they not love you and your bitchy personality?
You're such an asshole, Cash, I hissed at the same second the front door opened and his mom stepped out. Oh, good Lord, kill me now. This is where I need to run away. Mrs. Ryan's eyebrows shot up to her hairline, and Cash tried to choke back his laugh, but failed miserably. It felt like my stomach was simultaneously on fire and dropping. Not a good feeling. I was going to be sick. I was the freaking queen of first impressions with the Ryan family. When I'd met Cash at the beginning of last summer, I'd been a bitch to the extreme, and our first three run-ins had gone over about as well as a bale of turtles in a sprinting race. Now there I was, cussing in front of his mom in the first seconds of ever seeing her. I started feeling lightheaded as I held my breath, waiting for Mrs. Ryan to tell me I was not good enough for her son, or to reprimand me. Instead, she crossed her arms over her chest and leveled a glare at Cash that impressed even me.
What on earth did you say to the poor girl?
He raised his hands in surrender before wrapping his arm around me again.
No clue what you're talking about. And why do you automatically think it had to be something I did?
Because I know you, Logan.
So anyway, Mom, this is Rachel. Rachel, this is my mom.
She brushed back a chunk of black hair that had fallen into her eyes and smiled brightly at me. I still felt like I was frozen and didn't know how to breathe properly.
Rachel, it's so good to meet you, honey.
I almost blurted out, but I just called your son an asshole right in front of you. Instead, I plastered a smile on my face and tried to relax my body as Cash let go of me and she wrapped me in a hug. It's nice to meet you too. Thank you for having us to dinner.
Of course.
And then softer, so only I could hear.
He gets the obnoxious asshole gene from his father. But unfortunately, it's one of the things I love most about my guys. You just get used to it and become a master at slyly flipping them off with a smile.
My eyes widened, and I blinked rapidly as we pulled away from each other. Is she being serious? She smiled at me again and kissed Cash on the cheek before slapping his shoulder.
Be nice to her. She just got here. But always remember this, honey. The minute Richard and Logan stop giving you a hard time is the minute they stop loving you. So, as long as he's pissing you off, you know he loves you. Now, come on, your dad just started the grill, and I'm going to make margaritas for Rachel and me. Oh, do you like margaritas? I nodded, and then had to shake my head to get my mind working properly again. Yeah, I do, I love them. Well then, I think we're going to get along just fine. Come on now! She turned and walked into the house, and Cash pulled me into his side, his lips going to my ear.
Now was that so bad?
Aside from the fact that the first time your mom saw me, I was cussing, I think I just fell in love with her. He laughed low as he pulled me into the house.
Just wait till you meet my dad.